Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Gimel, mitzvah 303. The first of three mitzvahs related to the Isser of Chadash. The Torah tells us in Parat Chav Gimel in Vayikra, after telling us the mitzvah of bringing the Omer, we are told about what the Omer accomplishes, and then we'll talk about counting from the Omer. But that'll be in a couple of days, Be'ezrat Hashem. But now we have, as we mentioned last time, that we bring the Omer, we harvest it, we make a big pomp and circumstance, lahotzi midas, that stukim, to go against what the stukim believe, that b'machmor the Shabbos is always on a Sunday. We don't believe in that. We believe that it is the day after the first day of Pesach. So after describing the Karban HaOmer, as we discussed, it says the Torah, v'lechem v'kali v'charmel lo sochlu. Lechem, kali, and charmel cannot be eaten on etzem hayom hazeh until that day, ad aviyachem is karban elokeichem. Until you bring this karban, chukas olam ludaroseichem, b'chol moshvoseichem. This is a chok for your generations and all your moshavos, as we will see what that means. And then we have usfartim lachem, and count from that day, miyom aviyachem is omar tenufa. But that is the next. But first we have this pasach, lechem, kali, and charmel. Chazal understand this to mean three separate Isser d'oraisis. Lechem, the Isser of eating bread before the Omer is brought from wheat, made from wheat that took root since the Omer. It had to have taken root before the Omer in order to be able to eat it. Lechem, Kali, we'll talk about, that is Kemach. Rashi quotes, Kemach asui mi karmel rach, shemi yapshir oso batanur. Just taking the grains and you're drying it out and you eat it. And karmel klayos. We'll talk about what each of those are in Be'ez Hashem the coming days. But first we have today's mitzvah, that's lechem. Lechem, we know what it is, bread. One is not allowed to eat any bread, which is the ultimate purpose of the chitim. One is not allowed to eat any type of bread until the Omer has been brought. Says the chinuch, shlo lechem mitzvah chadasha, kodem klos yud, yom yud vav b'nisan, until the 16th day of Nisan. Shlo lechem lechem mitzvah chadasha, kodem klos yom shisha asar b'nisan, shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'lechem l'koli v'charmel, osokho, etzem yom hazeh. Mishor sheha mitzvah, what is the shorish behind this mitzvah of the Isser of eating chadash, as it's called, before we bring the carbon to Omer, connected to the mitzvah zaseh of the Omer, as we mentioned. The aseh was that we should recognize everything comes from Hashem. The los aseh is also, lefi she'ikr mechyasen shel brios hibatvuos. The ikr sustenance of a person is grain, carbohydrates. That's what gives people the energy. Al kein roi lahakrav man carbon l'Hashem. Therefore, it's only appropriate to bring a carbon to Hashem from it. Asher nitanam, asher nosam terem yenu me briosa. Before we get hana, we bring something. Kini mashum, right? Similar, right? We want a bracha with this, and we are acknowledging that it's not kochi vosem yadi, but it is kasher hakadosh baruch hu. So we got carbon from what we want a bracha in. Similar reminds us a little bit of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tezayin, where the Gemara describes that whatever we want a bracha in, we bring a carbon with. Mipnei ma amra Torah heviu omer bePesach. There it is. Why does the Torah say bring the Omer on Pesach? Mebreisha Pesach zman tvuahu. Because the Pesach is the time of the growth of the grain. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, haviu lefanai Omer bePesach. Bring me an Omer on Pesach. Kedesha tisparech lachem tvuah shebesados. So that the tvuah in the fields get a bracha, and then afterwards you'll be able to harvest it and gather it in. And then the Torah continues, the Gemara continues, not only about the Omer on Pesach, what about the Shteya Lechem on Shavuos? Bebreisha Atzeres Man Peiros Ha'ilanu. That is the time for fruit, right? That's Chag HaBikurim. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heviu Lefanei Shteya Lechem Atzeres, Kedeshis Baruch Hu Peiros Ha'ilan. You want a bracha with the fruit, so you bring me fruit. Next, Bebrei Ma Amar Torah Nischu Mayim B'Chag. Why do we have pouring of water on Sukkos? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nischu Lefanei Mayim B'Chag Kedeshis Baruch Hu Lechem Yish Beishana. So that I give you rain. Whatever we want a bracha in, we are makriv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, the last one, Imru Lefanei B'Rosh Hashanah Malchi Yisachronos U'Shofros. On Rosh Hashanah, say in front of me the big three brachas, Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofros. Why? Kedesh Tamlichuni Aleichem, Zechronos, Kedeshiala, Zechronechem, Latofanai, Latova, Ubameh B'Shofer. But if you read this with the previous lines, there's a hakrava going on here. What's the hakrava? That's the next line of the Gemara. Kedesh, why do we blow Shofer? Kedesh Yesko Lechem, Akedes Yislach, Ben Avram, Umana Mala, Ani Aleichem, Kilo Akatem, Atzmachem, Lefanai. I give you credit as if you were okayed yourself to me. Just like we are done. And we are judged, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines the other elements, the water and the fruit and the grain, so too we ourselves, we are makriv of ourselves. So too here, says the Chinuch, the Omer is about recognizing that it all comes from Hashem. Before we get benefit, we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the carbon from the new grain, And in that way, that adds as a recognition and a matir for us to then partake of our own grain. Remember, the omer is matir lehedyot. It's not matir lehektish. That's going to come later on Shavuos with the shtei halechem. Okay, continuing, says the chinuch. He gives another parallel, similar to what it says. So the Gemara says at the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachos, if somebody benefits from this world without making a bracha, he violates the Isser of Me'ila, violates the Isser of getting benefit from something belonging to the base of Mikdash illegally. So too, without bringing the Omer. The Omer is a Matir, just like the bracha is a Matir. This is all about getting ourselves ready so we can be... We could accept God's goodness. As I've written many times. We would bring a carbon made out of barley. As we said last mitzvah, one of the only two carbonos, mincha, that come from barley, the mincha sa'omer and the mincha sota. But here's a different reason than sota. First sota, the Chazal say, called this machal behema. Here, there is symbolism to machal behema too, but also says the chinuch on a pshat level, because this is the grain that gets ready the fastest, and we want to matir it. V'hi materes kol atfuos, and we want to have that matired so that we can partake of the other grains, which would soon be ripe. Okay, just one ha'ara. Once the Chinuch quoted this Gemara in Brachas as a parallel, just two minutes on that Gemara. The Chinuch says that the Omer is to all grain, as to Birchas Hanenin is to all Hana. The Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Hey that we're not allowed to part a benefit from this world except after making a bracha. Really, every benefit. What about a beautiful view? What about all the benefits that we have? So Tosfos and the Ramban already deal with that question. And their answer is that it's only by a hana'a that goes inside of us, that we imbibe, which is eating, drinking, and smelling. Those are the three types of hana'a that go inside of us. So those are the ones that we need a matir, that we first must recognize that everything comes from Hashem, and then we can partake, right? Just falling on my bed after an exhausting day, and it feels great, or taking a hot shower, even if I'm covered, and I'm in a bathing suit, or any of those types of anas, and just a nice breeze, that doesn't go inside of me. And that's why Chazal were not misaking a bracha for it. But the other hanas of Achila, Hana, and Reach, those all get a bracha. There is a famous comment of the Pnei Yoshua over there in Brachas on Daf Lamed Hey, where the Gemara says clearly that Svarahu Asur Lechol below bracha. You're not allowed to eat without a bracha. Ask the Pnei Yoshua. We know that all poskim, before he came along, all poskim hold that brichas hananin are derabanan. The only bracha daraisa that we know of is brichas hamazon and maybe brichas haTorah. Other than that, it is only derabanan. Derabanan kadik, brichas hamitzvah, brichas hananin, all brichas are derabanan. Ask the Pnei Yoshua, why are brichas hananin derabanan? The Gemara says in two other places that svara is on a level of daraisa. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, daf mem vav, that the principle of Hamos Mechaber Olav Araya was going to be based on a pasuk until the Gemara said, you don't need a pasuk for it, it's a svara. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right, use the pasuk for something else. And also in Ksubis Daf Chaf Beis, where the Gemara says, Pesha Asar Hu Pesha Hitir, if I create the problem, I am given the Ne'amanus to solve the problem. That is also a svara, so you don't need a pasuk for it. So ask the Pnei Yoshua, if you see from those other two Gemaras that svara is on a daraisa level, so why don't we say that brachas are also daraisa? And if I don't make a bracha before I eat, before I benefit, I'm violating an issa daraisa. Well, he has died. And therefore he says, in my view, I think brachas are daraisa. What's the problem? The problem is that we pass in suffic brachas lahakel. So how can you have suffic brachas lahakel? Don't we assume that suffic brachas lahakel is based on the fact that brachas are derabanan? Says the Bnei Yeshua, no. You could even have suffic brachos lahakel, even if you say brachos are deoraisa. Why? Because you could say chazal, or the Torah even, only demands of it if you're vaday making a, getting benefit. But if not, not. Similar to what we discussed in the past about losasur. Only if I'm according to the Rambam, if I'm vaday violating the Rabbanan, does it turn into a daraisa. But if I'm only suffic violating what the Rabbanan say, so inherently that's not a violation. of the Rabbanim. See, here too, that could be similar. Nearly as daddy, the feeling is alone, but as far as you have a kind of Daraisa, I feel lucky, I see Shapur, the Kamal Sari Brachas Lahakel. We should just low Shaikh Lahakmir, to give it to Asu Lavarak, Brachashin and Sricha. We should mock him and Mela, other Aksvara. And he continues. So that is the Pnei Yeshua's comments. Question is, that's a very strong question. How do we get out of that? How do we get out of that problem that the Pnei Yeshua said, it's a Svara, so it should be Daraisa. So the Tzlach deals with this, but I'd just like to quote the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, in Dvarim, Simin Tezvav, he says there are different kinds of Svaras. If you just contrast the two Svaras that the Pnei Yeshua quoted, those two Gemaras, Hamosim Echaber Lavaraya, or Pesha Asu Pesha Hitir, those are pure logic Svaras. If you ask the average guy on the street, even if he's not Jewish, does that make sense? You have a shirt, and I say it's mine. You have to prove it before you take it away. Or a pesha aser pesha hitir. A woman comes to the city and says, hi, I'm divorced. We didn't even know she was married in the first place. So we believe her that she's divorced, even though she doesn't show us a get. So those are svaras that are pure bimoach. But when it comes to brachas, if you go to the average person on the street and say, is it logical to make a bracha before we eat? So the guy's an atheist, he for sure will say no. And even if the guy's not, no, once a day, once a month, you don't have to make a bracha right before, you don't need a matir for every single morsel of food that you put in. That's an ethical svara. It's a svara. We say it's a svara, but it's a different kind of svara than the others. V'nir l'chalik being svara sichlis shel higayon tsaruf. Higayon tsaruf, pure logic. Degidrei adin ha-mischayvim and ha-higayon min ha-tarah. Aval svaras ha-leiv ha-musarit kahad asu adin ladas b'olam azeh b'l-bracha la min ha-tarah. The ethical svaras versus pure logical svaras, that is the chilek, and that would answer up the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Okay, but that relates to our issue where the chilek brought up the matir of Birchas Hanan. It is similar to the matir of the Karban Omer matiring the Isser of Chadash. Okay, Midini HaMitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachas of the mitzvah. As we know, this Isser is if I have grain that took root before the Omer is brought, then that grain is mutter to eat. But if it took root after Pesach, any time after the Omer is brought, until the following Omer, then it is aser to eat until the Omer is brought. That is called Chadash. So says the Chiddach, Midini HaMitzvah. Mash Omer Zacharon Lebracha, Shechamesh Tfuos Levad, Hein Shein Bechlal Isser HaChadash. The five grains that one could use for matzah, that one is over the violence of the Isser of Chametz, those are the five grains. Was the Lechiv of Chalah. Those are the five grains that also Chadash includes. Vehein, Chitas Ara Kusmas, Shibola Shua Veshifon, barley, wheat, oat, spelt, and rye. Those five, as they are normally translated, those are the ones that are included. Rice, if one has Chadash rice, that's not Chadash, not a problem. It's only these five. Ubizman HaBayis, and when we had a Beis HaMikdash, Mishakarav HaOmer, Biyom Yud VaMinisan, when the Omer was brought on the second day of Pesach, Hayamutter HaChadash B'Yerushalayim. Right away, they heard the Omer was brought, Chadash was mutter. Goes by the Karban. And the distant places could partake in their Chadash after Chatzos. Lefi, because you could assume that it was brought by them. Lefi Shein Bezdin Misatzlin Bo at Acher Chatzos. Because Bezdin is not so lazy, they'll make sure that the Kohanim brought the Omer by Chatzos. Alkein Hayemutu Lambo Chamakam Lusmoch Al Chazakazu. The Karban is Chazaka. Interesting. Even though it's an Isidaraisa, it's a Savik Isidaraisa, you have no idea. But this Chazaka is strong enough. This Chazaka that the Kohanim aren't Misatzel and Bezdin is not Misatzel, that is good enough to allow one to participate and eat, partake of their Chadash. Just two ha'aris of the Minchas Chinuch on this last sentence that we just mentioned. He says, Mishakarva Omer, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, once the Omer is brought, so then it is mutter right when it's brought, and if you don't know, you have to wait till Chatzos. Says the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Beis, obviously the Chatzos here means not Chatzos wherever you are in the world, because if you're ahead of Eretz Yisrael, you're going to start eating at your Chatzos, they didn't bring the Omer yet. And if it's your 6 hours after Chatzos of Yerushalayim, so maybe you should be able to eat even in the morning. So the Minchas Chinuch says, he goes to the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos, it obviously goes by Chatzos of Yerushalayim. It's like some poskim are notes that when we announce the Molid before Rosh Chodesh, someone announced the Molid will be, that means the Molid of Yerushalayim. Molad Yerushalayim, when the moon's going to appear in Yerushalayim, not when the moon's going to appear in any place in the world. That's what everybody should announce, Yerushalayim time. That's what it says on many luachs on the bottom. Yerushalayim time, that should be added on if a gabe is announcing the molad. But says the Menachas Chinuch Hanos Beis, quoting the Rambam, Lochein tzrichem anashim lishmar chatzos yom Yerushalayim, v'lo chatzos osan hamakomos. Not for chatzos of wherever you are. L'visha efshar shiyem muktam ha-mu'uchar, v'ze yadua michachmas erech ha'aratzos kimifursam etzel ba'ali tchuna. Like everybody knows! Is he saying like everybody knows that the earth is round and therefore Chatzos is different in various places? The Menachas Chinuch Sa'ara, that if you have to go by, even Bezman HaMikdash, you have to go by Chatzos of Yerushalayim. Continuing, Vahayom, says the Chinuch, Ba'avonoseinu she'ein mikdash, Bezman HaZeh, we don't have a base of mikdash, so what do we do? Aser minatara kol hayom. We have to wait the entire day. This is a discussion in the Gemara, but we paskin the entire day is aser. The Chinuch says midaraisa. Uvim mekomos she'osin shnei yamim tovim and in chutz laaretz where they make 2 days of yantif, aser kol yom yud zayin ad la'er midrabanan. It's aser the 17th day, not just the 16th day. The 17th day is also aser till nighttime midrabanan. V'yaser prateh, all the other pratim are in Menachas in the Parak Asiri, ube mekomos b'shvius u'maisra. So again, this is the Chinuch. Another important ha'ara of the Menachas Chinuch, and that is, in Oz Gimel, he has a suggestion, which he says, I haven't found any evidence to, but I think it is true. And that is, the Chinuch says, Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash, then you have to wait till the rest of the day. So Bizman HaMikdash, you have to go by the Karban HaOmer. And by Chatzos, you can assume the Omer was brought. What if, for some reason, the Kohanim, B'mezer, or even B'shogeg, did not bring the Omer? For 2 weeks after, says the Menachas Chinuch, I think the Gzeres HaKatzav tells me that you go by the Omer, Bizman HaMikdash. And if you don't bring the Omer, the Kaddash is still Usser. Says the Menachas Chinuch, in the middle of Oz Gimel, a couple lines for the bottom. Avu bezman hamikdash tali dafka baomer v'imlo heviu omer efshar diis asurat v'akal hashana achi heviu omer abba d'gzeiras hakasav kenu d'bezman hamikdash ein chadash nitar rak bebias haomer v'ein tali beyom klal. It's not tali on the day, it's tali on the carbon. And therefore, says the Menachas Chinuch, lo matzasi keis gilu lezem yashas. I didn't see in the Gemara that the Gemara would talk about this. Dim bizmana bias nis atzlu o shagagu velo hikrivu omer diachadish nita velo yuzayin. I don't know. Is it automatic? By the end of the day, it's going to be mutter? I don't know. He says it appears to me that it only goes by the karban. He quotes a Turei Evan, the Shagas Aryeh, in Dibur Maskel Shuv, which gives off the impression that at the end of the day, it's for sure going to be mutter always. He says, I'm not sure. Maybe all the rise that the Shagas Aryeh has is only be anus. If somebody is anus, if the Kohanim are anusim, they don't break it. That's similar to Bizman HaZeh. We're also anusim. But Bizman HaBayis, if they were shogig, if they were mazed, if they were nisatzel, if they were lazy, so it could be that it would not be mutter until the actual carbon is brought. He says, lo matzasi raya brua l'zeh. So he's waiting for an answer. That is the Menachas Chinuch's ha'ara. If you look in the let's just finish off the Chinuch, and then we'll get to the other point of the Menachas Chinuch. V'no I guess there's ever chamakam v'chol zman bein b'fnei abayis bein shalom b'fnei abayis b'zacharim u'menekevus. The mitzvah applies b'zman b'sei migdash and today males and females and mishavar al zev alachal kazayis b'pas chadash kodem yamakaras ha'omer. If somebody eats bread of chadash before the omer is brought, chayiv malchus. One is going to get malchus. It's an isidaraisa. If you look in the Menachas Chinuch in Os Ches, he quotes the tzlach. Again, a much-discussed tzlach in the sugya of Chatzi Shir. We know the Gemara in Maseches Yuma says there are two svaris for Rabbi Yochanan why Chatzi Shir is aser min haTorah. Either it's based on a pasuk, kol chelev, kol l'rabos Chatzi Shir, any chelev, even Chatzi Shir. The other svara is chazi l'itz tarufei. Why is it aser Chatzi Shir? Because maybe in a couple of minutes, you'll eat another half a kezayis, and therefore this one is important because it might be mitzaref with another half later on. And that's why it is also aser din Chatzi Shir, kind of like a siyag de'oraisa. There's a big discussion in the Achronim. How do we understand Chazi l'itz tarufei? The Stechemet talks about this, v'chulu, and it all starts with this issue that the Tzlach brings up. What happens if somebody eats an iser where it's impossible to be mitzaref? For example, somebody eats a half a kezayis of chametz at the last 30 seconds of Pesach. So is that Chatzis Yo'asa Min HaTorah? Because it's never going to be Mitztarif. Because you didn't get the end. Or at the end of Yom Kippur, which might be different because there's only a mitzvah of Inui, not an Isser. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes this Tzlah in Os Ches, and he says, Tekasav, the Isser HaTali Bezmanko and Chavez BePesach, Mishkacha Zol Yeh Chatzis Yo'asa Min HaTorah. So you ask the Minchas Chinuch, would you say the same thing by Chadash? If you eat it Besof Hayom, if it's going to be Mat Mutter at the end of the day, I eat a half a Kazayas of Chadash right before the end, am I going to say also that that is not Asur D'Oraisa, according to the Tzlach? So the Minchas Chinuch himself says, first of all, you could argue on the Tzlach and say even in Hilchos Chametz, it's never true. Why? Because there's another way to understand Chazilis Darufe. Not that Lemaisa, it can combine. But the fact that it could combine means that it itself is significant. And therefore, even if it never combines, still it is chazil itzarufe. That's defined, that's describing what it is, not describing what might happen. And therefore, even if you eat a chazi shir at the last 10 seconds of Pesach, you're still going to violate this daraisa, even if it's never going to be mitztarif. That's one way to argue on the tzlach. The other way, the Minchas Chinuch says, even if you want to say like he does, here, maybe it can be mitztarif even after the shir, because there are cases which he spoke about earlier in the Os, where you could have Omer, which is still going to be Usser, after it. After the time comes, if somebody's meki and then swallows it again, Minchas Chinuch discusses this, that maybe even l'shitas tzlach, you wouldn't be able to have a chatzis shir that is only usser d'rabbanan. Okay, the big issue, which we didn't even get to today, the big issue in Chadash is, it's so clear. It's so clear that it's usser. It's so clear that this is an accepted halacha, so why is it that so many Jews out there eat Chadash? Eat Chadash in Chutz Laaretz. In Eretz Yisrael, it's very hard to get Chadash. But in Chutz Laaretz, right now, this time of year, so it's impossible to get Chadash anywhere because it was just Pesach. And what was harvested since, what was took root after Pesach? Nothing. But in general, many are not mapping on Chadash. And this is the question, because the Shulchan Aruch says, in Reish Tzadik Gimel in Yoredeya, Iser Chadash Noeg, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'Chutz Laaretz, Bein B'Shel Yisrael, Bein B'Shel Akum. Says it clearly. It's in Eretz Yisrael or even a Chutz Laaretz, as it says, V'chomo Shoseichem in the Pasuk. And it's a Jew and non-Jew. Machlokas Rishonim, but the Shulchan Aruch says clearly, Jew and non-Jew. Tvua Shlo Ishrisha Kodim L'Tezayin B'Nisan Asur Racha Yavo HaOmer HaBatz Asur until the next Omer comes. So how is it that many, many Jews eat Chadash? So we'll have to see, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, the various answers given, the famous idea of the Bach and of the Ramah, Aruch HaShulchan, all of the options we are going to talk about regarding the Isser of Chadash, and then Be'ez Hashem will also get back to the Karbana Omer, how it's defined, the Mishnas Yavetz that I mentioned two mitzvahs ago that we haven't done yet. Is it a real Karbana Chag, or is it something unique that it just so happens to come out on the Chag? Okay, we will continue.